Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
I'm here with Father Reginald Foster, who has brought with him a huge tome. How do you say a huge tome in Latin?
Magnum volumen.
Magnum volumen of Leo the Great.
Leonis Magni.
Magni. And you have something that you say is out of this world. Well, what is out of this world in Latin? What is out of this world?
Extra orbem.
Extra orbem.
It's really beautiful.
So this is Leo the Great. Can you give a bit of background on Leo the Great?
No, he was Pope from 440 to 461. Mm-hmm. Leo the First.
And his language was Latin.
And he's considered the most glorious Latinist, stylist of the fathers.
Mm-hmm. These are his original writings.
Certainly. He's buried there over at St. Peter's there.
Where?
Behind the organ there. The first four Leos in one place. Big marble relief of him stopping Attila. No, Attila was coming down to take
the
Italy.
The barbarian.
And he went halfway up there and stopped him. So there you see Leo fighting with Attila, and Attila turned around and went home.
But his real...
No, his big thing is the incarnation he has. All of this stuff is about the incarnation, God becoming man, and beautiful.
At any rate, today you're going to read us something special for the Epiphany, right?
Yes. He's talking about the Magi, and he says, "Consumant ergo magi desiderium suum." Therefore, the Magi realize their longing. And on just a few words, "Et ad purum Dominum Jesum Christum, eadem stella preeunte perveniunt." And they come to the child, Lord Jesus Christ, the same star going ahead. Watch. Adorant in carne verbum. They adore the word in the flesh. In infancia sapientiam. They adore wisdom in infancy. In infirmitate virtutem. They adore strength in weakness. Et in homines veritate dominum majestatis. And they adore the Lord of Majesty in the truth of a human being. Not too bad. Mm-hmm. And then he says, atque, and in ut sacramentum fidei suae intelligentiae manifestant, that they may manifest the mystery of their faith and understanding, quod cordibus credunt muneribus protestantur. They make known with gifts that which they believe in their hearts.
So what were these gifts?
Tus Deo, incense for God. Miram homini, myrrh for the human being. Aurum offerunt regi, and they offer gold to the king. Scienter divinam humanamque naturam in unitate venerantes, knowingly venerating the divine and human nature in one unity. That's his whole thing.
So how would you paint that? You've just read something there.
Yeah.
Which means something which you're familiar with. If you were an artist, how would you paint that?
I don't know what I would, so much with the gifts. I would have them understanding, looking at this infant and maybe talking among themselves what this all means. I wouldn't say theologians.
Mm. So were these three kings from the Orient?
Well, that's what the Gospel says. The whole tradition, yes. And then they ended up in Cologne and everything else.
Mm. And they rode camels?
Well, we don't know that stuff.
How would you say that in Latin?
Camelis vehebantur.
But the word magi, think of magic and sorcerers. No?
Well, it's true. Because magus in Latin means like a wise man or a medicine man. And that's where it came from.
Caspar, Melchior, and Balthasar.
Well, we don't know their names, my Lord. Deliver us.
Medieval legend gives them names.
Yes.
So how would you say that those names in Latin?
According
to the medieval legend, how
what
would
is
you
this
say?
Melchior? They're all the same because they're more Hebrew names, and we don't decline them.
But one more text to read from Leo the Great.
This is again talking about what the Magi let us do. Filii enim lucis abicere debent opera tenebrarum. The children of the light ought to throw off the works of darkness. Itaque, so he says, odia declinate. Avoid hatreds, mendacia abicite, cast off lies, superbiam humilitate destruite, destroy pride with humility, avaritiam proigite, throw out avarice, largitatem diligite, love generosity. And then the last words, decet enim ut capiti suo membra conveniat. It's fitting that the members of the body be in agreement with their head. Ut promissarum beatitudinum meriamur esse consorte, that we may merit to be partakers of the promised beatitudes. Or blessed and happinesses. Pah! We have nothing to offer. I mean, this is some of the first time these things were said in this way.
And heartfelt thanks there, as always, to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.